And you canvas and paper that.
Gee, that should give you excellent insulation.
Oh, and now, 3 years ago last fall, we remodeled our home. And we just took the whole inside out of it. And all these partitions, there was a partition went right through this. And this was a room, and this was a room. And then my back was a breakfast room and a back porch in the kitchen. I took all that stuff out and made it all into a kitchen.
Hmm. What was this area in here?
This living room. Mm-hmm. Or the parlor, whatever. This is the dining room here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's before the partition was
taken
out?
That's before the partition was taken out. Now I've got the whole thing together. Mm-hmm.
Did they make any houses around here in the early days out of mud or adobe here?
I never saw one. If they did, I don't know. Now they used to make half dugouts up to the roof part, mm-hmm. out of rock and mud. But there was one right here on this North Highway, and the rocks are still piled up there where that old dugout was torn down. Hmm. I'd give my right arm for that pile of rock.
Yeah.
But you know they won't let you have one of them. And they don't have no idea where they come from. And part of my daddy hauled part of them there man to make a dugout. The dugout wasn't even there when I was born.
Hmm.
There was two dugouts between our home, our half dugout on the farm, and Vernon, and two between our home and Quanah.
Oh my goodness. Quanah, that's where they haul this lumber for Sayre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they haul part of it from Vernon, part from Quanah. Both places, because my daddy helped. He hauled it, a part of it. And he hauled the biggest part of the lumber that built granite.
Hmm.
And he hauled all of the material that put the railroad in there. And I was big enough then, I helped him haul that.
Yeah, put in the railroad, and there went his business. Mm-hmm. Of course, I imagine by then he was ready to get out of
the business. He was glad. Mm-hmm. He was glad. And our family was the first one to ever rode on that road.
Hmm. What do you call those things at the edge of the roof that carry off the water?
Oh, gutters.
Did you have this on your big house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where did it take the water?
Right out into the yard. Mm-hmm. My daddy just put a bunch of rocks down here and let that run right down there. Now, later on, then he did away with all this and dug a cistern there. Mm-hmm. And put a drain there with all this charcoal and thing that they let the water go through and go into the cistern. We had a cistern there at that time. But now that was done just a short time before I was married.
Oh. Did you said you were down by the creek?
No. This
you had a well.
We had a well at the house at that time. My daddy had already dug. He made a well drill.
Hmm.
The first one that's ever made in the state, I guess. And anyhow, he dug a well at our house there. Then we didn't have to go back down there anymore to this creek. And then that's when he put the cistern in. Mm-hmm. And that was for wash water. Mm-hmm. And put your old black pot out on some rocks and fill it full of water and. Here we go. Do you know, man, I did that after we moved here.
Boy, that's hard work.
Too. I did all the washing on a rub board for my four children and Mr. Shield now.
How'd you get the wrinkles out of your clothes?
What you mean the wrinkles out of them? I ironed them out.
Oh, with a kerosene iron? Or?
Yes, the first irons we have, I've got an iron in there in front of my stove. In here. In the
one that you heated on the on the stove itself?
Yeah.
With a handle that comes loose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now this is a set of irons. The first irons we ever had was a solid piece of steel with a steel handle, and you had to use a heavy rag or a glove to hold this thing, and you just had one, and you just heated it and ironed a little place, and then you'd have to heat it and iron a little more. Uh-huh. But now this was a set of three, mm-hmm. and the handle come loose, and of course it was heated on top of the stove, just like